use his pulpit to minister from God's word this morning. You have a wonderful pastor. Can we give God a praise offering? Hallelujah. God is good. God is good all the time. And it's an honor for me to stand here with the word of God, and I praise God. I believe, even before I go into the word, and I believe today is going to be a transformation in your life.
Yes.
Praise the name of Jesus. Before I say a word, let me introduce my family, my wife, Nissi, of 21 plus years. And our three daughters, Priscilla, Faber, and Persis. Could you please stand up? God has blessed us with beautiful people except me. In my family, everyone is beautiful. I praise God for that. God is good. God has been with us over the past years. As you know, as you look at me, I'm from India. I was born and raised in India. And I lived in the Gulf. I am here in the States according to the plan of God. My story is very different. I came here on a visit in 98. God opened a door and allowed me to stay here. I am a citizen. Our whole family are citizens of the U.S. today. But God opened a ways for us to be here. And I praise God because He is the one who leads us every moment of our ways. Amen? Praise the Lord. On the secular side, I have a couple of masters. I started with a master's in biochemistry. I wanted to be a college professor. Then I did not like chemistry too much, so I went and did an MBA in marketing before I realized that I should be doing more of what God wants me to. And it was a dream that I could complete my doctoral program with Dr. Ferguson, one of the PhDs that I received, and the other one I have received from the Church of God Seminary, which is a doctorate of ministry. I have a couple of doctorate degrees, nothing for myself, all for the glory of God. Praise the name of Jesus. The more we learn, if you ask your pastor, you understand that we know nothing. The more you learn, you know that you know nothing, because the infinite wisdom comes from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I knew that there was a youth revival going on, but I didn't know the theme that you were having, the youth revival. I prayed to God. And while I was praying, I wanted to use one of my old sermons, but the Holy Spirit kept on tugging into my heart and saying that you need to speak something new to my people. And I'm telling you, for the glory of God, I don't know how it happened. I came and sat here and I saw your theme, and I was amazed, because my sermon is based on the theme for this morning time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your theme is transformed but not conformed. This morning I want to speak about how you can be transformed by God.
Amen.
Can you believe that? This is the Lord doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This morning there is a word for you. And I want you to take the word as if God is talking to you this morning. Take it within you, and God is going to do great things in the lives of each and every one of you this morning. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me start with a story. You all heard about D.L. Moody, the great evangelist. How many of you knew that he was uneducated? He didn't have much learning. He didn't have many degrees. But after he died, people wondered, how did this man was so used by God? They asked that question. And so his good friend, Dr. Torrey, R.A. Torrey, wrote a tract that was entitled, Why God Used D.L. Moody. And because of the fact that he was uneducated, how did or why did God use this man for his glory? Do you know that the reason why God used D.L. Moody was because he was fully surrendered in the hand of God. Every ounce of his 280 pound body belonged to God alone, and nothing belonged to him. Everything that he was and everything that he had belonged to God, nothing for himself.
Amen.
Moody was a man totally belonging to God. And his life transformation began when he heard a statement by a person called Henry Valerie. This was a statement that Henry made. This is what he said: "It remains to be seen what God will do with a man who gives himself wholly to him." Moody said, "I am going to be that man. I am going to give myself wholly before God." This morning, you want to be transformed by God?
Yes.
The step that you need to take is called submission. Yes. Submission is your step for transformation. How many of you believe with me? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Submission is your step towards transformation.
Yes.
Let us open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 45. I will be taking you through a few verses. If you want to take down the references and the notes, please go ahead and do that. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse number 9, where it says, "Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who formed him, 'What are you making?' Or shall your handiwork say, 'He has no hands?'" The word of God is clear, pronouncing a woe to those who are still striving with his maker. For the clay that tells the potter, "What are you doing to me? You are not willing to submit in the hand of the Lord, and you are still struggling with giving yourself totally to be used in the hand of God." I want to tell you, there is a great value in submitting yourself totally before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is our maker. He is the master potter.
Yeah.
We are the clay in his hands. Praise the Lord. And God is trying to mold us. He is trying to make us into an image that he wants in our lives.
Amen.
Today the question that we want to ask ourselves is, what kind of a clay am I going to be in the hand of God?
Yes.
Am I going to yield to God's molding process? Or am I going to harden myself and my will and refuse to bend to the molding of my maker? Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Are we willing to submit and surrender before God? We may say, "Lord, here am I." But then we would say, "Use him, Lord. Here am I, Lord, but use him. I am here, Lord, sitting here, but use my pastor. Use my youth director. Use my choir director. But I am here. Here am I, Lord. Use somebody else." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? God is wanting to shape us into an image of his son Jesus Christ. This is what God is doing in our lives. And God is wanting to make us a vessel to accomplish his plan and his purposes for us on this earth. This is what God is trying to do in each one of you. Do you really want to be transformed? Then the road to transformation is submission.
Yes.
In the hand of God.
Yes.
Turn your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 18, where God took the prophet to the house of a potter. He went and he saw that the potter was doing something in the wheel. And while the potter was creating a vessel, it says the clay became marred in his hand. And so he tried to make another vessel as it seemed good for the potter to make. Now, I want you to pay attention here. The one who needs to make a decision is not the clay, but it is the potter. Amen. It is God who needs to make a decision of what you should do in your life.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. And God wants to transform from our imperfections to an image that He has already planned for each one of us. How many of you believe that? I want you to see your hands. I want to see your hands. How many of you believe that God wants to create in you an image that He wants in your life? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has a plan when He created humans. When you go back to the book of Genesis and chapter 1 and verse number 27, and God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness." That was the plan of God from the very beginning of time. But you know what happened? That image of God became marred by the sin that came into the life of man. And from that moment, God is trying to bring back the image in your life, in our life, every day, and through different situations and through different circumstances. Praise the Lord. You know, submission opens the door for transformation in your life. When you are ready to submit yourself in the hand of God, God says, "Now I am ready to transform him into the image that I want, into the place I want to take him or her to the place that I want her to go, or I want him to go." But that can only come through a submission of yourself. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. You say, "Lord, let your will be done in my life." But that can only happen when you are willing to submit yourself.
Right.
And say, "Lord, I am ready to do whatever you say. I am ready to go wherever you want me to go. I am ready to do whatever you want me to do." And then God says, "Okay, my son, my daughter, I'm ready to transform you now."
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you this morning about four areas of transformation, of four areas of submission in our daily life. There are four areas that you can submit yourself so that God can start using you. You know, when Jesus left the earth 2,000 years ago, He said, "I don't want you to be sad. I don't want you to be lonely. I am going, but I am going to send the Holy Spirit back to you." That the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to all truth.
Yes,
this is why God sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost on that group of 120. And He said, "This Holy Spirit, which is my Spirit, is going to be with you to lead you wherever you want to go." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in order for the transformation to happen, number one, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
How many of you believe that?
Yes.
How many of you agree with me? Submit yourself to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you every moment of every day.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He has poured out His Spirit in our hearts and He wants to lead us in every of our actions. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 and verses 16 and 17, it says that we need to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Praise the Lord. Transformed but not conformed. How that can happen? When you walk in the Spirit, when you walk in the leading of the Holy Spirit, then you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It cannot be the other way around. Let me tell you that. If you try not to conform with the things of the world on your own strength, you cannot do it. But you have to totally give yourself in the hand of God and allow His Holy Spirit to transform us so that He can conform us into the image of His Son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we walk in the Spirit, we will have victory over our sinful and lustful and fleshly habits and desires that we have every day. I know we are all struggling. Many of us are struggling with a lot of temptations that come in our life, that are bombarded. Everywhere we go, there are temptations that come in our lives. How can you withstand those temptations? What does the Bible say? Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then it says, the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And they are contrary to one another. They don't go together. They don't go together. You cannot have one here and the other here. They don't go together. You have to be on one side of the story. Praise the Lord. Many of the problems that are happening in our Christian world is that the 5 or 6 days you live in as a worldly person, but then come to the church on a Sunday morning and expect to be transformed and receive the power of God. It doesn't happen that way. You can fake it to an extent, but the real transformation that comes through you, it can only happen when you start walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Unless we are ready to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit, God cannot and will not use us for His glory. I speak on the authority of God's word. Because God doesn't look on the outside. He looks at the heart. Praise God. He looks at where we are and what are our priorities and what we have done and what we are doing every day. We may be able to fool everybody else, but we cannot fool the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today I want to tell you that we need to submit to the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 14 to 16 tells us that when we lead to the Holy Spirit, He will give us the inner strength to fulfill His will. Many times we try to do things with our own strength, but we are not able to. You know why? Because we are not able. We have a sinful body and a sinful desire that is always pulling us away from God. But when we yield to the Holy Spirit, He will give us the strength to resist the temptations, and He will give us the strength to walk before Him and do what He wants in our life. Praise the Lord. So the first thing I want, dear brothers, dear all of you to understand is that you need to submit to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The second thing is that we need to submit to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Well, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 22 and 23. It says that when we obey the Word of God, our souls get purified. And then we can sincerely start loving other people the way that God wants us to love them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says that when we are ready to do the will of God and ready to obey the Word of God, when the Word of God is spoken to you, either through your meditation, either through a preaching from the pulpit, when you listen to the Word of God, what you need to do is submit yourself before God's word and say, Lord, I am ready to obey you whatever you are telling me. Yes. Praise God. Amen. And God can use you greatly. Yes. In 2010, I was sitting at a minister's meeting in the Church of God where Dr. Michael Baker was giving us the plan for the next level. That was what he said. Right, Pastor? He said, going to the next level. And he discussed about many areas that we can go to the next level. I listened there, but among the items that he mentioned, one of the proposals that he planned was introducing a Bible reading program called United in the Word. He said that you should promote that among the people of God so that they can start reading the Bible on a constant basis. This happened, I believe, on October 19th of 2010. A couple of days, and God started tugging at my heart. A couple of days after, on October the 23rd, I still remember the date because that is the birthday of my eldest daughter. I was sitting in my study and I was praying to God, and God started speaking to me. And this is what God started telling me was from the book of Hosea chapter 4 and verse number 6. It says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know what the revelation that God gave me? Is that the people of God do not have time to daily sit and read and meditate from God's word. God showed me kind of a vision as I was praying to God and said, my people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't have time to sit in my presence and read my word and listen to what I'm telling them. They are expecting to come on a Sunday morning and get the food for the whole week, and then you don't open your Bibles, you don't spend time in reading and hearing from God. How can you grow in your Christian life? God started talking to me. I'm telling you a real story here.
Yes.
I was stricken in my heart. I said, Lord, what can I do? He said, you need to take a step here. And God gave me an idea of starting a devotional blog with the same name called United in the Word. Where it would be that every day, the Bible reading plan is from January to December. You read the 3 chapters, I believe, usually that is coming every day. You read that chapters, and God told me, gave me that really a direction that I should start writing a devotional blog on a passage from within those chapters. And I started writing in the year 2011. It took me a whole year. Every day, my personal devotion. I sat before God. I started reading and digesting and allowing God to speak to me. And God started really speaking to me. Every day, not only on a Sunday. Every day God started talking to me about different ideas that I never had before. And I was able to write this blog in the year 2011. And after I was done with it, the Holy Spirit told me, now I want you to go ahead and put it in the form of a book and publish it so that my people can start reading the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the book that the pastor showed you. It's called United in the Word. And it is a daily meditation that takes you through the Bible in a year. There are two things that you can get out of it. Number one, it puts in you a daily Bible reading program that you can read the 3 chapters, and then you can look into the devotional that God has spoken to me, and if it blesses you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is what has come out of it as a book. God has really been giving me great inspiring thoughts and great ideas that you can use in your daily life. So let me tell you that God wants to lead you through His Word every day. Don't wait for a Sunday morning just to hear what God has to say to you. God wants to talk to you and lead you every day of your life. But you need to take a time out in your calendar. You know, we are so busy with so many things. Take some time, sit in the presence of God, read His Word, and start listening to God's Word. And God will start talking to you. So let me come back to what I was saying. We need to submit to the Word of God. That we read, that we hear, that God speaks, we need to submit to His Word. Hallelujah. In John chapter 14 and verse number 21, Jesus himself has spoken that when we keep his commandments, we will start becoming more intimate with Jesus.
Yes.
You want to have an intimate life with Jesus? It says in this verse that he who has my commandments and keeps it, it says that I will love him and I will manifest myself in him. I will love the person who is going to keep my commandments. I am going to love him and I am going to manifest myself in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number two, we need to submit to the word of God. The third thing, and this is the key verse that you had in your revival meeting, is from Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, where it says that we need to submit to the will of God. Praise God. God has a certain plan in your life. How can you submit to the will of God? Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. It says that when we are ready to forego our plans, our desires, our hope, our calculations, when we are deciding to put aside and offer our bodies before God as a living sacrifice, when we are ready to do this, what happens is that God will start renewing our minds. God will start working in our minds, and then he will transform us so that we can understand the good, acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
How can that happen when we are ready to submit to God's will? Praise the Lord. There is no other way, my brothers, other than submitting before his will. Why does it say that you have to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice? Because this is the place where you are being attacked every day in your life. So when you surrender your bodies as a living sacrifice before God, God will start renewing your mind and showing you what his plan is for you every day to walk before him.
Amen.
How many of you agree with me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I am here. I want to submit myself and my body as a living sacrifice. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18 says that God, when we do that, when we are ready to accept his will, you know, we will have a joyful, we will have a prayerful, we will have a thankful attitude. You know, in 1 Thessalonians, there are three things that it says here, if you read very carefully. It says, rejoice always. It says, pray without ceasing. And says, in everything, give thanks. And then what it says? What it says? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise God. What is God's will for me? That I should be rejoicing. As the young lady spoke about rejoicing in the midnight hour when Paul and Silas were rejoicing, you know, they were doing the will of God. Praise God. Rejoice always. Number two, pray without ceasing. You don't have to open your mouth to pray. Your spirit can continually communicate with God through prayer. And number three, in everything, give thanks. Not only when you get some good things, say thank you God. Even when you have something bad, you say thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus. In everything give thanks. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do we want to submit to the will of God today, my brothers? God wants to transform each one of you and take you to the next level, and God wants to use you for the glory of God. Let me tell you the final before I close up here. The fourth thing is that we need to submit to God during the trials of our lives.
Amen.
I know this is a hard subject in a day when you hear, open the TV and you hear about prosperity preachers and God is going to do good and good and good. But let me tell you, the word of God clearly says we are going to go through some trials.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I may be unpopular, but I stick to the word. I'm very careful to stick to what God's word tells me. And God's word tells me, Jesus has said, in this world you will have problems, tribulations. But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. Praise God. We will have trials. If you are following the path of Christ, I want to promise you this. You will have problems. Life is not going to be easy. If you decide to take the narrow way, life is not going to be easy for you. You will have problems, but during those problems that happen in your life, you need to submit to God and say, Lord, I am going through this problem in my life, but you do your will in my life. Let your desire do come in my life. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And verses 3 to 5. It says that we need to, when we abide in God through our submission in adversity, there are some things that you start developing in your life. One of them is endurance. Number two, you will have a proven character. Number three, we will start getting hope about living for the next day and hope for the future. Praise the Lord. He says, you need to glory in your tribulations. You need to glory. Hallelujah. Because God is trying to do something in your life. God is trying to form something in you. God is making you give some endurance and prove your character, give you a reason to hope and help you to come and cling to Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't get worried. This is not a kind of a bed of roses that we are going floating to heaven. This is a hard life. This is going to be a hard life. But at that time when problems come in your life, when you lose a job, when your child doesn't obey you, don't get mad at God. Say, Lord, what are you trying to talk to me through this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 6 and 7. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 6 and 7. What does it say here? When we are distressed, what is God trying to do here? God is trying to strengthen our faith in Him so that we can rejoice through the sufferings that we have in our life. Praise God. When we go through the distressing factors in our life, God is trying to strengthen our faith and make us to rejoice in Him through the suffering. Praise God. Amen. You know, let me close with the best example that we have in the Word of God, and the best ideal example is Jesus Christ Himself. Right?
Yes,
praise God. You know, He became an example by showing us what He did during the greatest trial that He had. If you turn to Matthew chapter 26, Jesus knew that He is going to be crucified, He is going to be betrayed by one of His disciples, He is going to go through an intense period of suffering. And Jesus was praying to God the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, that was the time that He was intensely going through that suffering. What did Jesus say? In Matthew chapter 26 and verses 39, Jesus said, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done, Lord. Even though I don't want to go through it, but I am deciding to totally submit myself to your will. He became our example. And He became an example through the suffering that He went through. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 8. I'm giving you a lot of verses because I want to be backed up by the Word of God whatever I speak. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8 says that He learned obedience through suffering. Jesus learned obedience through suffering. morning. Here is our example. We are called to follow Christ and we need to submit ourselves to Him. You know, Jesus said in Luke chapter 14 verse 27, and He said like this, can you turn your Bibles to that portion please? Luke chapter 14 and verse number 27. And Jesus says here that if whoever does not bear his cross and come after me, what does it say there? Cannot be my disciple. You want to be transformed by God? We have to bear our cross of responsibilities and follow after Jesus. Amen. And that is how God will start transforming us. And that is what we will do for the glory of God. So this morning I want this is the message that I want to tell to each one of you. We need to submit ourselves. Amen. I want us to spend a few minutes in totally giving ourselves before God and submitting to His divine will and say, Lord, I have heard many times your word, but I was not willing to obey what you told me. Today I am willing to submit myself before you. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me lastly tell you, in James it says that submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Humble yourself in the mighty hand of God. In due time he will exalt you. He will make you to see righteousness in your land. He will use you and he will glorify himself through your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the message that God wants to speak to you today. It is good that you are hearing the word of God, but we need to totally surrender ourselves before God. As the musicians are coming, if there is, they would like to sing something, but I want a time of total surrender before God. I want us all to stand upon our feet for a few minutes. Can we all stand upon our feet? And I want you to totally surrender before God. One of the ways that we surrender is lifting up our hands. When an enemy comes and we say, here is a white flag, I surrender, you say, Lord, I lift up my hands and say, Lord, there is nothing in me. I don't want to follow my will. I don't want to follow my desire. I come before you. I bring myself in your presence. I want to surrender myself totally to you, Lord. I want to submit myself to your will. I want to submit myself to the Holy Spirit. I want to submit myself to the Word of God. I want to submit myself in a way that you can take me, Lord, and you can transform me. Lord, you have your own way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you have your own way in my life. Take me, Lord, and use me, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to do my own stuff anymore. I don't have my personal agenda anymore. I want to hear from you, Lord. I want to follow your will. I want to follow your word. Hallelujah. I want to follow your word. You want to take me up from where I am, Lord. And you want to lead me to a place that is in your heart. And you want to use me today, Lord. I surrender myself totally in your hands. There is nothing good in me, Lord. But I want you to take me as a clay and mold me. And make me, Lord. Use me as a wonderful vessel. Use me as an instrument in the hand of God. Use me greatly, Lord. Hallelujah. In the places that you have before you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Go ahead. Surrender yourself before God today. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh.